A new report by the FBI confirms what many Arab Americans already suspected. Hate crimes against members of their community increased dramatically after the terrorist attacks on September 11th last year. The FBI reported 481 attacks against Muslims and others believed to be Mideastern, an increase of 1,500% over the previous year. To find out what those statistics mean in human terms, we invited Hussein Ibish, Communications Director for the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, to join us here in the studio. Thanks for being with us.
Delighted.
Mr. Ibish. First of all, are you at all surprised by these numbers?
No, not at all. In fact, they correspond precisely to our own numbers. As a civil rights organization for Arab Americans, we've been tracking 700 cases in the first 9 weeks following the September 11th attacks. And then this year, until the beginning of October, 165 cases, which is obviously much less than the immediate aftermath, but still an elevated level. It's been a tough time for the Arab American community. We're not surprised at all.
Can you give us some examples of the kinds of things that have happened to people?
Sure. Well, to begin with, the most serious, obviously, are a number of murders. We've had 7 confirmed hate crime murders involved in this backlash. And then there are another about 12 or 15 where the motivation is not yet entirely clear. We've had vandalism at mosques, people trying to drive their vehicles into mosques, stores that have been burned down. And lots of people have been assaulted. The basic situation is this. Most Arab Americans and Muslims living in this country have not been abused. But I think that the anxiety about being exposed, being vulnerable, living in a society where there's a lot of fear, a lot of suspicion, a lot of anxiety centered on you because of your identity or your perceived ethnicity, that that does definitely create an atmosphere of anxiety, of tension. And I think that in the lead up to the potential war with Iraq, those fears are really increasing.
They are, or you're already thinking about that. And I'm wondering if you are thinking of anything that can be done to prevent attacks against Arab Americans and Muslims or prevent any kind of backlash against the community if there is a war?
Well, I do think that there are steps the government both has taken and could take, and that the broader society could take also. I think that the more fostering we have of a dialogue between communities, the better off we'll be. I think that every time the president, the secretary of state, and other influential persons in the United States speak out in defense of Arab Americans and American Muslims, etc., that this helps a great deal. I think the government, unfortunately, has been sending a mixed message. It's been pretty tough on non-state actors, on private individuals, companies, organizations that have engaged in hate crimes and discrimination, but then has given itself license, especially the INS, to engage in policies that do discriminate against people based on national origin. That sends a mixed message, and I think that those kind of policies unfortunately undermine the good work that has been done.
Thanks very much, Mr. Ibish.
Sure thing.
Hussein Ibish is the Communications Director for the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee.